Our text for today is Colossians 1, verses 21 through 23. You who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Do you guys ever think of seminary as a dangerous place? When I got to seminary 3 whole years ago, I sure didn't. In fact, Paul's words in our text today didn't really even cross my mind. It wasn't if I remain steadfast in the faith, it was when. Kind of like those annoying signs Cubs fans have in the postseason this year, not if we win the World Series, but when. And good for them if they do. But I thought this would be the time when I would not only remain steadfast in my faith, but I would flourish. I mean, how could it not happen in a place like seminary, right? No danger here. I mean, there's all kinds of great minds we're surrounded with, all kinds of students eager to learn how to shepherd God's people. I mean, I envisioned theological discussions over cans of Ham's beer, right? Civil theological discussion, a life rich in prayer and the Word of God. I mean, my faith was going to flourish. I was going to get the answers to the deepest questions of my faith. Not that those things don't happen here, but how shocked I was to find that seminary often leaves you with more questions than answers. How sad I was to find that I'd become so intent on completing assignments and bulking up my theology that I hardly cracked open the Word of God or knelt in prayer. How sad I was to hear the gossip and the harsh words flowing freely from the mouths of my classmates and from my own mouth. And how shocked I was to find that how easy it was for Satan to knock me off my feet so that I didn't remain steadfast in my faith. You see, seminary is a dangerous place because it's here that Satan tries to destroy the leaders that God is working to create for the church. It's here that Satan tries to destroy young men and women going out to work in the church, and the faculty and the staff and the families and friends who try to get them there. And he does it with a lot of different things. With burnout, with gossip, with idolatry. And he does it best by making us think when, not if, we remain steadfast in the faith. Ever feel like seminary is a dangerous place? But seminary is dangerous for another reason, too. It's dangerous because Satan knows that if the young men and women and faculty and staff and family and friends ever did remain steadfast in the faith, everything that he was trying to work for would crumble. That the men and women sent out from here would go out into the world, proclaiming the gospel, healing hearts, comforting downcast souls. And he knows this because he knows that he's no match for the hope of the gospel that Paul talks about today. The gospel founded on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has overcome Satan's greatest weapon, death. The victor who has reconciled us before God, who Satan can never defeat. And you know, that's the last thing that Satan wants, is brothers and sisters living in harmony with one another. He shrinks back, cowering, when we kneel in prayer and let the Word of God be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And he hates it when brothers and sisters who hate one another, who just can't stand one another, become reconciled, because that's the power of the gospel at work. Yes, this can be a dangerous place, and Satan wouldn't be so active here if he knew it weren't dangerous. But brothers and sisters, I would embolden you today with this. The God who calls you and I to prayer and to his word will give you and I the strength to overcome Satan and to give us victory in our struggle with sin. So here's my challenge to you today, to remain steadfast in that word and in prayer. And that means crying out to God when your assignments overwhelm you, when you don't have the answers you think you need. It's crying out to God when you need the self-control to overcome those temptations that Satan attacks you with constantly. That means seeking God's word and God's kingdom, not every so often, but every day, because Satan never takes a day off, and because daily time with God means daily growth in our faith. And brothers and sisters, if we remain steadfast in that faith, boy, will this be a dangerous place. God grant us all steadfast faith and perseverance as we walk with God each day and look to his son's return, which, by the way, is not an if, it's a when. Amen.